بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In the last discussion and sitting we spoke about the individual or the jewels that had taken place at the initial and the beginning of the battle. So three kuffar came out. Eventually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned three of the sahaba radiallahu anhum related to him to combat these three kuffar and whatever had transpired after that point. Now after this has happened, then the kuffar were losing air, losing spirit. Abu Jahl, he addressed the kuffar and he said, there is no reason for you now to drop your guard, for you to give up or to lose any air and spirit. There's every reason for us to be spirited. You see those three people amongst the kuffar in the duel and combat before the battle, they were killed. He says those three people had rushed forward. That they came on their own and made that announcement and they were killed. They rushed forward, so they were killed. The rest of us, we've got a battle in front. We are united, we are a force never to reckon with. Let's go as a united force against the Muslims. So even Shaitan ran away in the previous episode, I think so we discussed, because Shaitan was holding the hands of Harith ibn Hisham, the brother of Abu Jahl. He was holding his hands. And he didn't know he's holding his hands. He felt he was holding a person. So Shaitan tried to pull his hand. This person is holding his hand, the brother of Abu Jahl. And then he's pulling and he doesn't allow him to go. Eventually Abu Jahl gave him one shot and he floored and he dropped this person. He says, listen, you cannot see what I'm seeing. He says, where are you running away? He says, the angels. It's the angels. And obviously Shaitan. So Shaitan ran away. Three people were already killed in the beginning of the battle. The only person that is still spirited is the Shaitan amongst the kuffar, Abu Jahl. Until the end, time permitting, we may discuss, we may not. Till the end, we see that he was dripping with arrogance and pride till the end of his death also, Abu Jahl. So Nabi Kareem, or rather Abu Jahl, now he's making dua. And he's making dua to the Almighty, obviously not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allahumma, أقطعنا للرحم وأتانا بما لا يعرف فأحنه الغداة. Whoever amongst the two of us, between me and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever was breaking family ties, and the person who has come with something unknown, his deen of Islam was not something known to the Arabs, not known to us, the religion he's coming is against our idols. Whoever be this person that's responsible of breaking family ties, Ya Allah, tomorrow morning you sort him out. He has to be killed. So this was that dua that Abu Jahl makes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that in Suratul Anfal. The next day Abu Jahl was killed. إِن تَسْتَفْتِحُوا فَقَدَ جَاءَكُمُ الْفَتْحِ. If you asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that decisive blow, well, it came. You asked Allah, bring it on. And the next day, obviously the worst and most gruesome of killing was that of Abu Jahl, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that were responsible youngsters. We'll discuss it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sahaba radiallahu anhum to spur them on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يُقَاتِلَنَّهُمْ الْيَوْمَ رَجُلٌ فَيُقْتَلْ صَابِرًا مُحْتَسِبًا مُقْبِلًا غَيْرَ مُدْبِرٍ إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Any person today who stands up with courage and he goes against the kuffar and perhaps he is met with shahada and martyrdom, being patient, he's sabir, hoping for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's advancing, he's courageous, he's full of courage, he's not a coward, he doesn't show his back to the kuffar, it's his face against the kuffar. Oh my Allah, such a person, grant him Jannah. If ever he becomes shaheed in this battle, grant him Jannah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum are spirited. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announces and he says, قُومُوا إِلَىٰ جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. O my Sahaba radiallahu anhum, advance, go forward. There is a Jannah, the breadth of which is the distance between the earth and the skies. The breadth. And you take any item, then generally the breadth is something that is smaller compared to the length. If the breadth is this distance, can you imagine the length of Jannah? So one Sahabi, Umair ibn Umair, he heard this, radiallahu anhu, he asked Nabi Sallam, Jannatun arduha samawatu wal ard? Nabi Sallam said, Naam. So he tells Nabi Sallam, Bakhin, Bakhin. Subhanallah, mashallah, wah, wah. Congratulations, like excellent. Nabi Sallam says, Umair, وَمَا يَحْمِلُكَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِكَ بَخِينَ بَخِينَ. What prompts you and drives you to say, like, excellent, wow, like, why are you so happy about it? So he tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِلَّا رَجَاءَةً أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. My only desire is, I must be from the dwellers of that Jannat. Nabi Sallam says, Umair, أَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ. You are amongst them. He says, I'm amongst them? Immediately he takes out some kajur from his bag, فَجَعَلَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهُنَّ, and he's eating those kajur. Suddenly he tells himself, Umair, hold on, if you are going to, لَإِنْ أَنَا حَيِّتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ تَمَرَاتِ هَذِهِ, if I am going to live until I eat these dates and kajur, إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلًا, that's a very long life. I mean, I must eat khajur and then get shahada. Too long. He takes the khajur, he throws it one side, dives into the battlefield and becomes shaheed. He says, I can't wait for Jannah. This is what I'm looking for. And this is that factor among Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that when Sahaba radiallahu anhum went to Roman lands, then the emperor is saying, what's the matter? We outnumber them. You know, we outsmart them, we've got intelligence, we've got numbers. How come you cannot overcome the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Then one soldier amongst the Romans, he addressed the emperor and he says, how do you fight a people that love what we fear? They love death. We're scared to die. And that's exactly what happened in Afghanistan. You ask the soldiers, you say, how do you fight these people? They're coming towards us. We've got all the equipment and intelligence. They want shahada. They say, yeah, me also. I also want shahada. We discussed at the beginning Afra and her five sons. We'll discuss. Now this is one son, Auf ibn Afra, radiallahu anhu, a young sahabi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا يُضْحِكُ الرَّبْ مِنْ عَبْدِهِ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his servant instantaneously in this situation? Today, now, what can I do? Allah will definitely become happy. So he said, غَمْزُهُ يَدَهُ فِي الْعَدُوِ حَاسِرًا. If you can go with the naked fist to the kuffar, jannat for you. Allah will be very happy. He says, naked hands. Now, the literal meaning was not meant. It was figurative, which means get into the thick of the battle. So he took it literally. He had armor, which is permissible. He took it out because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, go naked. He took his armor out. فَقَاتَلَ حَتَّى قُتِلَ, and he became a shaheed. Ukasha radiallahu anhu. Ukasha radiallahu anhu, battle of Badr. As he is fighting, his sword broke. Now he says, how do I continue fighting? He comes to Nabi Sallam, he's complaining. He says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my sword broke, what must I do? Nabi Sallam says, well, think of the battle, you still got time to complain. Yeah, take this. He said, Nabi Sallam, give me a branch. He actually gave me a branch of a tree. He says, Ukasha, yeah, there's a... He says, I took that sword, not even having a second thought what Nabi Sallam gave me. If Nabi Sallam gave me, and he said, go fight, I took it. And the first flash against the enemy, it became a sword. And not only for the battle of Badr, he says every battle after that until the time of my demise. Wallahu alam, Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu anhu, that was still a sword in my control and I fought with it. The lesson, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they accepted the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any without any discussion, without even going into the details of... Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bas, sar anko par, I accept it. I accept it. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, I have to accept it. The lesson for us, brothers, is that the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we bring that into our lives, not looking how practical it is in the business and how profitable it can be, we imbibe it and bring it as a living sunnah in our lives, there will definitely be barakah and khair in our lives, in our businesses, in our homes, in every aspect of life. Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. He says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, take three, one narration is one hand of sand, one narration is three hands of sand, and throw it in the direction of the enemy. Some narrations suggest that an angel came with a platter of sand from Jannah, from Akhirat. So this sand was brought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hands, whether it's once or thrice, took the sand with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instructions of Jibreel alayhi salam, and he throws it in the direction of the kuffar. And this is discussed also in Surah Al-Anfal, famous quotation, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not throw those dust particles. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ. But to the naked eye, who threw it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw it. Allah subhanahu says, you didn't throw. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being that has thrown the sand particles. From those sand particles, every single of the kuffar, particles went into their eyes, nose and mouth, disorientated, running helter-skelter for shelter and protection. And that's the time, the turning point in the battle. Yes, together with the angels, they were seen the angels. And this was the time they were taken into captivity, many were killed. At that moment now, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw that sand, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us yaqeen. Although you saw yourself throwing it, negate, say, I didn't do it. Allah did it. The moment we do anything, we have, this is our kalima. La ilaha. La, negate everything. Illallah. Only Allah does. Yes, I know I'm going to work. I know I earn the money. No, no, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity to use this business to bring barakat home. I didn't do anything. No matter who, whichever facet of life, whichever walk of life, whoever we may be, even if it is the doctor in the theater also, even at that time, he says, we have to do what Allah asks us to do. May Allah guide my hand to Shifa. May Allah guide my hand. I can't guarantee you anything. So that's the mentality of Muslims in our businesses, in everything. Student is writing his exams, and as he's writing, he must tell his Allah. He says, oh my Allah, I am writing, this hand is moving. Ya Allah, but you giving me the tawfiq to write. Ya Allah, take over the writing. Inshallah, then that metric and those exams, inshallah, will fly in colors. Don't say, because I studied, yeah, burning the midnight oil, the E's don't just come like that. No, E stands for Allah. Allah comes first. See, Allah is doing, I'm not doing. It's not what I studied, not what I know. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Another important, amazing point in the Surah Anfal, also the 10th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذِ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ قَلِيلًا. That the Muslims, when they saw the kuffar, they looked very few in number. At the beginning of the battle, 17th of Ramadan on the Friday, when the Muslims and Sahaba radiallahu anhum saw the kuffar, said, no man, this is not a big army. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? So, to encourage the Sahaba to say, listen, this is not a difficult encounter, let's go to fight. So they're not filled with awe, they're not worried and concerned, they are going forward. And the Muslims looked very small in number, even for the kuffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them look even smaller in number. But the question comes, why do that? So the kuffar, they feel, listen, this is a walk in a park. This is easy, man. Kuffar are so few in number. To allow them to fight, not to to frighten them too early, if they have to run away, how are the Muslims going to kill them? Give them every reason to come to the battle so we can slaughter them and kill them. So that was the reason. So every party to the other looked very small in number, and then there was the clash. Amazing two incidents. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, later on, he met with his son. They were talking about the battle of Badr and his son Abdul Rahman. So he tells his father, he says, "Ya Abi, you know, in the battle of Badr, I saw you, and I had every opportunity, because I was a marksman, I could have taken my spear, my sword, my arrow, and I could have killed you. I had every opportunity, and you were clear to me, without any obstruction, but out of respect for you as the father, I didn't kill you." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's response, he says, "Oh my son, if I had seen you, I would have killed you. Because you were fighting on the side of the kuffar, I wouldn't have wasted time." Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, in the battle, he sees his father. Out of respect, he changes line of attack. He moves ahead, he sees his father in front. He's trying to avoid his father, who's fighting on the kuffar side, on the side of the kuffar, but his father persistently is coming in front of him, and he wants that duel and that combat with Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Aminu hadhihi al-Ummah radiyallahu anhu, the trustworthy of this Ummah. Eventually he says, "There is no way out of it. I tried to whichever level I could respect my father, but seems like he's intent on fighting with me." Abu Ubaidah goes and he kills his father. On this occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse in the 28th juz, the first surah towards the end. لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you'll never ever find a band like Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Never ever will you find like them. يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. That irrespective of the enemy in front of them, whether it be father, son, brother or relative, these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ulaika, Allah subhanahu says, I have engraved and endorsed iman in their hearts. Their hearts are stamped, mu'min, stamped. They will never ever, irrespective of who that person is, they will never backtrack on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll kill the enemy even if it be their relative. Because the relationship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more important to them than their own blood relatives. They love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to death. Amongst the many kuffar that we killed, not enough time to discuss Abu Jahl, we'll just discuss Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Umayyah ibn Khalaf was one of the leaders. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, a Sahabi, entered into an agreement and a pact with Umayyah ibn Khalaf, who's a kafir and amongst the chiefs of the kuffar. So this agreement was pre-Badr, before the battle of Badr. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf told Umayyah, the agreement is, you look after my interest in Makkah Mukarrama, I look after your interest in Medina Munawwara. So he says, right, deal. Whenever I come, I'll be your guest. If you visit, you'll be my guest. And it continued. They had this agreement. Battle of Badr, Umayyah bin Khalaf, he just avoids death and he's not taken into captivity. By nightfall, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Umayyah bin Khalaf was big size. Rajulan thaqilan. He was hefty. So he couldn't really make a move for himself. So he says, Abdul Rahman, he says, listen, come on, we've got that agreement. Maybe you can take me into captivity. We'll sort it out later on, right? So he says, yeah, I mean, we are in an agreement. I'll sort you out. Let's go to the mountain for the time being. So he runs and he goes to the mountain. And as he's sneaking away in the dead of night, Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was the slave of Umayyah and faced persecution at the hands of Umayyah bin Khalaf in Makkah Mukarrama, he saw Umayyah. He says, Lana jawtu in naja. Ya la la ansar, ansar. If Umayyah is alive, I can't live. If he's alive, I can't live. Ansar, come, let's go for him. So the agreement was that Abdul Rahman, he's abiding by that agreement. Sahabaran says, we've got our own agreement with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we're going to kill the kuffar. So they immediately pursue him. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf realizes, so he leaves the son of Umayyah back. He says, you go and get them busy. Maybe we'll be able to get away. Abdul Rahman bin Auf is quick and he's trying to get, he's pulling Umayyah. He can't move. Can't carry himself. He's heavy. He says, come on, move. He says, how much faster? I can't move. Eventually Sahaba come, they catch up with him. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu says, listen, they are here, they hot on our heels. Please just lie down. You sit down. Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu put himself on top of him. He says, listen, Sahaba, just hold on. Bilal radiallahu anhu says, no holding on. Brothers, kill however you can. They're sliding the sword underneath his leg in between, and they tried, and eventually they killed Umayyah. But in that rush, they gave Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu one scar on his leg. They injured him. There was one scar on his leg. So many years later, he used to always mention to Sahaba, he says, you'll remember what you all did to me. He says, yeah, you remember who you were covering. So that was that Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Umayyah bin Khalaf was killed. Abu Jahal, again, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, just a little bit of a taste that we'll continue next week. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, in the battle, the beginning of the battle, he looks on his side, he sees a youngster. He looks on his other side, he sees another youngster. He says, you know, if I had some muscular people next to me, that would have been some encouragement to me. It would have been okay. I got on small boy here and a small boy there. Like, I don't even have backup, like, as if to say. So he says, okay, let's go in the battle. As they go in the battle, the youngster on the right, Mu'adh ibn Amr. So he nudges Abdul Rahman. He says, Ya Am, uncle, atarifu Abu Jahl. He says, you know Abu Jahl. I looked at him, I say, hey, small boy like you, you asking about a lion, a ferocious lion amongst the kuffar. Ma ajatuka ilay, what you going to do with that man? Abdul Rahman, Abu Jahl, what you going to do with him? So that youngster says, subhanallah, amazing. He says, ukhbirtu annahu yasubbu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all. I heard that he vilifies and he angers Nabi Sallam. I need to sort him out. Anyone who angers my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll never tolerate that. So he says, mashallah, look at this youngster, spirited man. Then this other boy, after a few steps, he says, Ya Am, unknowing and unnoticed to what happened in this discussion, because these youngsters, everyone's hungry to kill Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was the arch enemy of Nabi Sam. You bring his head, Nabi Sam is going to be over the moon, very happy with you. So this youngster, his name is Mu'adh ibn Afra. We spoke about Auf ibn Afra, Mu'adh ibn Afra, one more brother to come. So Mu'adh ibn Afra, he says, Abdul Rahman, Ya Am, atarifu Abu Jahl? You know Abu Jahl? He says, yeah. But young boy like you, what you gonna do? Ma ajaduka ilay. He says, these boys were so spirited, reading some couplets, keeping themselves spirited, moving, jumping in the battlefield, with full of vigor, and we go into the battlefield, and then the time is up. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. There's quite a bit to discuss in Abu Jahl, especially his death was full of arrogance. That's why I prefer not to rush through it. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.